What does the Bible say about courtship? Not very much. As a matter of fact, it's difficult to find much in the Scripture about courtship. One of the most memorable marriages in all of Scripture is Isaac and Rebekah, and they never saw each other until they were brought together. Courtship is really a modern invention, not so much a biblical reality, but not all non-biblical inventions are bad. And courtship should be conducted upon biblical principles, which is and must always be God first, for the honor and the glory of God. And if you are in a relationship, it should not damage you spiritually. If it does, get out. If you are seeing a young man or a young woman, that relationship to bring you closer to Christ, not draw you further away. You should be a blessing to the person. The person should feel closer to Christ because she is seeing you or he is seeing you. So relationships must be conducted first and foremost for the glory of God, and secondly for the object of marriage. But first, always, for the glory of God. And if the glory of God is not supported and sustained by that relationship, you are in the wrong relationship. So if you're seeing someone or someone is seeing you, whatever the case, make sure that the glory of God and the honor of God is always number one.